yo. Uh-huh, yo, guys.
In the classic tradition of families who rock, like the Beach Boys, the Carpenters, and Oasis, now there's Smoosh. The Seattle-based band has been touring this year, opening for Pearl Jam, Jimmy Eat World, and Death Cab for Cutie. Here's their single, Rad. Smoosh is promoting their first album, She Like Electric, but they try not to let the hectic schedule interrupt their day jobs as elementary and junior high school students. Sisters Aussie, age 12, and Chloe, who's 10, are Smoosh, and they join us now from member station KUOW in Seattle. Hi there, girls.
Hey. Hey.
Now, you both write all your own songs, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can you tell me about this song, Rad?
Okay, this is Aussie. Rad, it's like one of our oldest songs, and I think I made this up like 2 years ago.
So, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, and this one is like kind of just like a really fun song to play and stuff, so kind of just like go and you can risk things. It doesn't matter if you make mistakes. I don't know, just like go out and do stuff. Don't be afraid, you know. Like if you're on a soccer team and you have like an opportunity, small opportunity to score a goal or something, you know, like it's just like those kind of risks, and you have to take chances, because if you never take chances, then nothing will ever happen, you know?
Everybody, are you feeling bad today? Because maybe you should be a little happier. Everyone wants to be now. Soon to make any mistakes when it was bad. See, so now I'm trying to grab a rock and I'm helping you. If I'm sad, if I'm mad, I'm feeling happy. That's great. See, everybody shouldn't be.
When did you both start making music together?
I got my drum set when I was 6, and Aussie's been like playing the piano all her life.
And do you work on songs together?
Yeah, this is Aussie. I write my piano part or keyboard, and then she does her drum part, and we do it like the same time.
When you're coming up with these songs, do you guys ever get into an argument? Does one of you think it should go a certain way and another one say no?
Sometimes when I'm trying to make a song and I'm like, it's not ready yet, because if you play it too early, then I don't think it's like, then you can't change it after you already play it at shows. But sometimes, we don't like fight usually, but sometimes we argue. Like, she wants to do something that I want to wait,
but,
you
like,
know?
Sometimes when Aussie has this song and I start playing the drums to it, she says that the drum beat that I'm doing is too rocky.
She likes to do a little rock beats, and I... Sometimes for slow songs, I want her to do like slower beats, you know.
Uh-huh.
And she always wants to make the song be kind of loud, you know. So it's more exciting to be banging on them than just tapping, you know, like quiet. So yeah.
Guys, see everyone.
Let's talk about another track from She Like Electric. It's called Pygmy Motorcycle. First, what is a pygmy motorcycle?
When we were recording it at the Seattle Drum School, it was supposed to be Pygmy Marmoset, which was an animal. And then the guy who, he wrote it down, and he wrote Pygmy Motorcycle instead of Marmoset. It had like nothing to do with the song.
Well, tell me about the song. Is there a message in it?
Yeah, there is. It's kind of talking about like this guy, not really, he doesn't have like a personality, he goes to work like every day, you know, and like comes back with a lot of money and just doesn't do anything, just goes to work and comes home. It's like a routine every day, you know. He doesn't have any expectations or like goals in his life. He just does the same thing and never tries to like achieve anything in his like days. Yeah.
What led you to think about the idea of someone who just goes to work and makes money and doesn't really have a lot else going in life?
Actually, when I made that up, I wasn't thinking about anything. I just went up to start doing my recording, and whatever came into my mind, I sang, and that's just what came, and it sounded like it could be an interesting story, so I wasn't really thinking about that. Just I said that, and it sounded good, so that's what I used.
Now, this is your first album. Do you guys have plans for the future, musically speaking?
This is Chloe. We have on the album, there's a lot of songs that we've been playing for a long time, so it's not really, like, new for us, and so we're making up some new songs.
What are some of the new songs about, can I ask?
Yeah. Well, they don't really have words yet, exactly. They do, but I'm not sure if I'm going to keep the exact words, you know? But one, I think, is, like, because my dad, he was saying that all my songs are kind of sad, not really anything about anything happy. So I'm trying to make a happy song, and it starts out, like, you wake up one morning, and, like, the light is too bright, and you can tell something's different, and then you have to, like, leave everything else behind, and then you're, like, moving on to a new life. It's, like, going to be happy, yeah.
It's kind of, it was kind of hard to make up new songs when you're so, when we are so busy.
Well, I was going to say, how do you manage with homework to do and then you're touring and you're trying to write?
When we go on tours, we bring all our schoolwork and do it during the day and stuff. So everything just seems to kind of fit in, even though we are kind of busy.
Well, we've got time for one more song. Which one do you want to listen to?
I don't know. I don't care. Anyone. Any song.
Chloe?
Mm-mm.
How about It's Not Your Day to Shine?
Sure. I made it, so we were going into the studio to record, and I was keeping my mom, she was waiting in the car, and I was just making up this song, and then I was like, wait, mom, wait, I gotta make up this part, and then I finished it, and so we went and I recorded it that day.
How do you like performing on stage?
I like it, it's really fun. I love it when the crowd's dancing, because then it makes me feel like they like the music more, so then I like go crazy and stuff. You know,
and
like,
also if they clap their hands.
Yeah, I like it when the crowd goes wild, because then we can go wild too. And then, like, if they, you know, if they're just standing there, you don't know if they like the music and stuff. So I like it when they're really into it, and then we're really into it, and everyone's, it's, like, really fun.
Makes me, like, happier when they do that.
Yeah.
Smoosh's debut album is called She Like Electric. Band members Ossie and Chloe joined us from member station KUOW in Seattle. Thanks, you both, so much.
Yeah, thank you, too.
Yeah.
You can hear songs from She Like Electric on our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT, or go to our website, npr.org. This is NPR.